Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Franchise Interviews. For over 6 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship. Listen to interviews with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And now, welcome your host, Marty McDermott, and Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 7 years now, we've been asking the franchise entrepreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, and I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show today. We're meeting with Jack Griffey, co-founder of Salons by JC Franchise. And Salons by JC have made owning your own franchise salon business easy and affordable. And we're going to talk to Jack about that in just a moment on Franchise Interviews. So stick around, because we got a great show.
Looking for a franchise that delivers? Businesses will always need shipping, and for more than 25 years, loyal customers have depended on Unishippers for reliable savings and exceptional customer service. Unishippers is focused on just one thing, helping small and medium-sized businesses save time and money on all their shipping needs. And as the largest reseller of complete shipping services in the country, we have the buying power to ensure that we succeed. The Unishippers franchise offers low startup costs, no equipment or real estate required because they're not retail, residual income, and a quality of life and work-life balance. For more information on becoming a Unishippers franchisee, go to www.unishippers.com and click Franchise Opportunities or call Franchise Development at 801-708-5822. That's 801-708-5822.
Are you one of those special people who are willing to go after your dreams and goals? Are you ready to fulfill that dream of owning your own business with the security of a proven brand, the opportunity to take control of your future and own a Rita's Italian Ice franchise is within your reach?
Rita's is seeking success-oriented individuals who are ready to make a change in their life, and Rita's offers unparalleled training and support to assure your success. And did you know, the frozen treat industry is a recession-proof industry, and there are Rita's in 23 states currently with 540 stores open. Rita's Italian Ice has been around for 25 years and is listed as a top-performing franchise by the Wall Street Journal.
Now here's the really good part. Rita's Italian Ice is a unique and amazing taste treat. It's smoother than a snow cone, and it combines ice with real fresh fruit. The real fruit adds dramatically to the taste, and it comes in over 40 flavors. The ice and fruit are mixed on site and made fresh daily, and it is delicious.
You'll want to know more about this exciting and successful franchise opportunity. Go to www.ownaritas.com and get all your questions answered. That's www.ownaritas.com to take control of your dreams and future today. You don't want to wait any longer to be a part of this adventure. www.ownaritas.com.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 7 years now, we've been asking the franchisepreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott, and I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. We're meeting with Jack Griffey, the co-founder of Salons by JC Franchise. And Salons by JC have made owning your own franchise salon business easy and affordable. Hi, Jack. How you doing? Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Marty. Thank you.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Jack. I would like to ask our guest, where are you calling from this morning, Jack?
I'm calling right now from New Braunfels, Texas.
Ah, fantastic. How's the weather down there today?
It's a lot better than it has been lately, but the weather's nice today.
That's fantastic. That's great. Maybe we could start off talking about, you know, the history of Salons by J.C. Jack. I know it has that you have an interesting history.
Yeah, we actually started, my business partner Cecil Miller and I started the company. We actually formed the business in 1997 in Dallas, opened our first salon in September of 1998. We added another salon in the Dallas market in Arlington, Texas.
Right.
A couple of years later, then in 2001, we moved to San Antonio and opened a 10,000 square foot salon, primarily because there was nobody in this market in San Antonio. Mm-hmm. My son lived here, and he had agreed to go to work for us, so we moved into the San Antonio market and have since opened about five, you know, corporate salons here.
Wow, that's fantastic.
And, that's, you know, we started trying to franchise about 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't really understand the business very well, didn't know how to get
right.
any traction, and up until about a little over a year ago, we got connected with St. Gregory Development, and it's been a pretty exciting year for the past 10, 12 months.
Wow, that's fantastic. How do you describe Salons by JC to someone, Jack? I mean, you know, if you were at a franchise, I took my wife to a first franchise show. I've been involved in franchising now about 12 years, and I finally took her to the first franchise show ever, and there was a lot of, like, different booths there, and it seems like when someone comes up to the franchise booth, they say, you know, so what do you guys do? How do you typically respond when someone asks that question?
It's actually an industry that's a little difficult sometimes for people to get an understanding of, but
yes.
what we do is we provide finished out furnished individual suites in a space that's anywhere from 6 to 10,000 feet,
mm-hmm.
and we provide a place for people like cosmetologists, nail techs, massage therapists,
right.
estheticians, and so on to go in and open their own business. It's actually a real estate deal more than anything else, because
mm-hmm.
what we do is if we take an 8,000 square foot building, we furnish it out with about 42 or 43 suites, all private. And fully furnished and ready for them to go in and set up and do business. And then after we get it opened up and we lease it out, and then we just manage the property and provide service to the tenants, then is essentially what we do.
It's a great story. When I was researching, you know, the franchise, Jack, it was interesting, and it was something that, you know, I teach marketing at Kaplan University. I love
mm-hmm.
the story about how you took a focus group session, you know, and you were able to determine some solid needs, and I just thought it was a classic case of a focus group, you know, and I'm going to share this with all my marketing students, by the way, because I thought it was a great story. Maybe you could talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, you know, when we first started, we really didn't understand how to open a business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Cecil and I had always worked in the retail industry at
right.
the regional level, but to go out and open our business on our own was a little bit daunting.
Mm-hmm.
So we hired a consultant, and somewhere along that process it was recommended we probably needed to do a focus group
right.
just to determine just how viable this industry was.
Right.
And so we did a focus group, and we had two groups on one night where myself and Cecil and our wives sit behind a one-way mirror,
mm-hmm.
and we kind of
yeah.
watched the facilitator take these people through it. And when it was all said and done, essentially the conclusion was that it was kind of a fad industry,
right.
probably had no life to it, and it just wasn't something that would, you know, be something that would be around for very long.
Right,
but
right.
But after they got done, I think what we were doing was we were actually looking to get validated more than anything else.
Sure.
And when
sure.
it was all said and done, that really didn't happen, and we just kind of looked at each other. And that night, we just said, hey, these guys really don't know what they're talking about. And we
right.
went ahead and pushed on and opened our first salon in Dallas. So, and since, you know, it's a huge industry. In the Dallas market alone, there's probably somewhere between 250 and 300 salon suites in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. So it's grown
wow.
to a huge, huge industry. It's not quite as prolific across the country, but, you know, probably Dallas is the most concentrated of anywhere in the country at this
right.
point.
It's a nice setup, too. I was able to go on, I'm not sure which, somewhere on the Internet, you know, and actually go inside one of the commercials
of salons by JC. I mean, it really is. It looks like it's very upscale. It's very nice, you know. It certainly portrays a certain image, which I think is very important in your industry. Maybe you could talk a little bit about, you know, how technology has played a role in this business, Jack.
Well, you know, it's not such a technology-driven business. The technology probably plays a role in the communications and the marketing of the business, and being able to reach out to people who have an interest in it through the website. But as a whole, it's a pretty simple business to operate. Now, there are technologies that are involved in it. For example, you know, we provide for the operators a way to where they can do online booking and reservations and so on like that. But generally speaking, it's probably that's what makes it such an interesting business to a lot of franchisees. Is it's a very simple business to operate. It doesn't require a lot of you don't need a lot of employees. In fact, we operate with one employee. There's no inventories to manage. There's no real doesn't have any impact as a result of the economy. There's very little impact when the economy has its ups and downs. It just seems to glide along, and you don't really have any peaks and valleys as a result. So
that's great. It's amazing you can run something like this with one employee, too, you know, when you think about it, you know, about the amount of space. It really is quite fascinating, you know. You know, and that was one of the things that I caught on to the franchise as well. How big is the industry? Are there numbers, Jack? I mean, as far as where the industry is at today?
You know, as far as the beauty industry goes, you know, the research I've done, it's about a $426 billion industry.
Wow.
In terms of just the salon suite business, I don't know that, you know, when we first went into Dallas, if you'd asked Cecil and I, we'd have thought that market, Dallas-Fort Worth, probably could have handled maybe 100 salon suites, and it's grown to almost 300, and I don't even think it's reached the top at this point. So it's kind of hard to get your head around just how big it truly is. You know, you go into a market like Los Angeles, you'd think it would be somewhere in have something comparable to that, but Los Angeles is actually just a new market that's just starting to get into this business.
Wow, that is it's really fascinating. What's been the most, you know, and it's a difficult question for guests, what's been the most interesting thing that's happened to you since launching Salons by JC, Jack? Is there anything that stands out? There's probably 100 stories I'm sure you have, but narrowed down to one.
You know, the most we've always known, Cecil and I and Steve have always known that we had a good company, but I think the most interesting thing occurred this last year when we got hooked up with St. Gregory and we started to really reach out to people in the franchise world that understood how to market this business.
Right.
And it's just this past year has just surpassed anything we had any imagination that it would ever get to. You know, this past year we sold somewhere in the neighborhood of about 200, the rights to do about 200 salons across the country.
That's amazing. Like you said, you had no idea
that much or
right.
more this coming year.
It's interesting because I'm sure, like when you started this thing, I mean, again, you know, you always, you know, think of the big picture, but you know, I guess when it actually happens, you know, it's like, whoa.
Yeah, you know, you kind of always know. Yeah, you kind of always know when you get into business. Or I've always felt that in order to sustain yourself, you're going to have growth.
Right.
You know, if you don't at some point, you know, you're going to just kind of wither up and go away. So you kind of have to have growth in order to sustain it for a long period of time. The only problem is, without franchising, unless you have a lot of financial backing, you just can't grow at a pace that you need to keep up with the rest of the industry.
Right.
And so that's where franchising has really been a big help for us.
And it seems, you know, to me, again, in studying the franchise, that, you know, this business is, you know, you can duplicate it no matter where, if it's in Texas or if it's in Maine or if it's in New Jersey or Pennsylvania. You know, so I mean, of course, I think that's important, too, you know, is that you guys were able to systematize the business where, you know, it pretty much works in any part of the country, you know, so I think that was important as well. What types of characteristics, then, do you look for or will you be looking for in your franchisees, Jack?
Well, first and foremost, you know, I think you have to find people that you feel like you're compatible with, and, mm-hmm. And it works the other way as well. They have to be
sure.
somewhat compatible with you.
Right.
And so that's kind of the basis of the beginning, you know, when we do Discovery Day and they come in and they visit our salons and we have an opportunity to spend a couple of days with them and interact with them. So that probably is the first thing that we want to do is make sure that we have a relationship that we feel that on a long-term basis we can work together for mutual success. You know, of course, as any franchise, there's financial requirements. But more than
sure.
anything else, I think it's just it's vetting each other out and spending that time together to determine if we're compatible and going forward we can work together and you know, be successful. At least that's in my opinion. That's where what we look for more than anything else.
Right, absolutely. No, it is. It is so important. So once you decide that, you know, it is a match, you know, they like you, you like them,
mm-hmm.
you know, and you decide to go forward, how does the training work from there? I mean, do they come to corporate?
Yeah, you know, once we feel like we're compatible, then it's a matter of them getting back with our development group and kind of starting to talk about territories and what their interest is and just how deep their level of interest is. At that point, after they sign an agreement and we have a development agreement, usually it starts in the real estate process. As far as training goes, at some point before they open their first location, they need to come to San Antonio. They spend 3 days in a training class and they go over all phases of the operation from real estate to architectural and design, to construction maintenance, to marketing, and into how to lease the rooms and keep it filled up. That's about they actually spend one full day during that training actually working in a salon, and our managers show them how to make deposits and lease rooms and
mm-hmm.
kind of the day-to-day stuff that might occur as you go through the day and operate a salon suite.
That's great. For someone who says, you know what, this is a great business model, but, you know, they've perhaps, you know, maybe they don't have experience in this particular industry, how would you describe a typical day for Salons by JC franchisees?
Well, you know, what makes this business so attractive to a lot of people is you can be as involved as you would like, or you can also make a great absentee business.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it depends on what you're doing. If you're a really hands-on type person, then your day-to-day would be to operate the salons and provide the service to the tenants. When we first got into business, our goal was always to provide, you know, superior service to the tenants that we have in our salons. And I think that's played a large part in our success, is because we do recognize that that's our customer. And we work very hard to make sure that we take good care of them. The day-to-day operations is really pretty simple. You know, you're there to assist with their clients, to make sure their clients find them, to take phone calls and help with walk-ins and direct traffic. If there are problems with any of the equipment that we might furnish, you know, in each salon, and if they have a problem with it, we take care of it right away. If there are any issues related to any other problems in the building, whether it's cleanliness of the restrooms or a light that goes out or any of those kinds of things,
right.
We have someone there that takes care of that on a daily basis. So, you know, it's a pretty simple business if you want to do that part of it, and we have over the years. Each and every one of us has managed salon suites. Or if you just want to, you know, hire somebody to work for you, and provide them a phone number if they have an issue that maybe is beyond their authority, they can give you a call and you work it out. It's really, that's what makes it a nice business. It's just not a very demanding business.
No, it sounds very appealing to, I can imagine, a lot of, you know, aspiring, we call them, franchipreneurs. It seems like the location is important to Salons by JC. I mean, what do you typically look for in a location, Jack?
Well, I think the first thing you have to look for is it needs to be somewhat female-friendly.
Right.
You It doesn't have to be at Broadway and Main because it's a destination business. So a lot of times you can go into a nice shopping center and you don't have to have the corner space at the very front of the center. You can actually take a
right.
space that's not quite as prominent. And the nice thing about that, by taking those kinds of spaces, you're able to probably get in there at a little bit better rent. And,
right.
and so your overhead expenses are a little lower. We try to look at it, too, because you sign a long-term lease.
Mm-hmm.
We want to make sure that you're going into a location that at the very least is stable and
sure.
doesn't have any kind of a downside to it that might, in 4 or 5 years, not become very attractive to you. So we have to be very careful of that. You want to look at the concentration of salons in the area, because primarily all of your clients that you're going to lease to are going to come from conventional salons.
True.
So,
right.
of course, you have to be in an area where there are other salons, because a salon operator or a person who has a client base, they're not going to relocate that client base a great distance. They're usually confined to about a 3-mile radius. So you have to have obviously conventional salons, because that's again where your clients are going to come from. So,
sure.
you know, we can take space that's not – we can even take space that's maybe just not a perfect rectangle or a perfect square. It can have some odd shapes to it, and we can go in and make it work for us. Sometimes those spaces are less attractive to a lot of other people looking for space. And here again,
right.
that makes it it helps us find space. Sometimes it makes the rent a lot more attractive than it would be if you were right up on the front and center of a shopping
sure.
center, I suppose.
That changes the bottom line, I guess, a lot better too, doesn't it?
It does change the bottom
line.
It helps a lot. It does.
Sure.
And so, you know, as I said, it's a destination business, so we don't depend on traffic
right.
from other tenants. But what we do provide is to the center. We provide a nice clientele that comes on a daily basis and has a pretty fair disposable income. So they're really attracted to the other tenants in the center as well.
That's fantastic. In studying you, Jack, you know, I mean, it seems to me that you are an entrepreneur, so you would be very good to give advice to our listeners. I mean, what would you say to them in their quest to buy a franchise? The majority of our listeners, we call them aspiring franchisepreneurs. You know, they have it in their mind that they want to buy a franchise. The challenge is that there's like 3,000 different franchise systems out there today, so most of them don't even know where to begin. What would you say to them?
I think first and foremost, you have to kind of decide what fits your interest.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, if you're looking at this business, it can be a very hands-on business, or it
right.
can be an absentee business.
Right.
As contrasted with the food service industry, which can require a tremendous amount of your time, you have to deal with inventories. You obviously are subjected to the economy. You have a fairly large number of employees to deal with. So if that attracts you and you like the energy that the food service industry brings, and you really want to, you know, you could open up 15 of these salons and your involvement could still be very minimal.
Right,
so
right.
It makes it a little bit different. So I think the main thing is somebody just has to kind of decide just exactly what they're looking for. And pursue it that way. I mean, I've looked at a ton of franchises over the years, and from my standpoint, I don't think there's anything out there that matches this in the franchise world from a standpoint of having the
right.
flexibility to kind of operate the business any way you want to operate it for the most part.
It is interesting. I mean, again, we have been hosting the show 7 years now, and, you know, it was one of the reasons why I wanted to have you on the show is the model is a little different from a lot of other opportunities that we've had on the show, so I do think it is fascinating. What are the plans, if you can look 5 years down the road, what's the future look like for Salons by JC, Jack?
Wow. You know, right now, based on this past year, it's kind of hard to say. You know, right now this year we anticipate adding another 200 to 250 locations to get open. Now, these development agreements are over a long period of time, so for the next 5 years or so, we're going to spend our time you know, finding locations and helping franchisees get their business open. I see it as a very long-term business because even once they fulfill their development agreement, I feel pretty confident all these guys are going to want to continue to add to it, just like
sure.
Cecil and I have over the years. You know, it's a relatively easy business to operate. And what we do is we provide, you know, and we help the guys get through the whole process, whether it's
right.
from finding the space in the real estate part
mm-hmm.
to you know, the architectural and design to construction management, to marketing, to getting it open, and then kind of follow them along and make sure, you know, that they're successful throughout. So it's I would say probably within the next 5 years, we anticipate we'll probably have open about somewhere between 400 and 500 locations, and we'll continue to franchise on down the road. I don't see it changing much. It might slow down some when we get up to about 500 or 600.
Sure. Right. That's fantastic.
But it's an industry that, you know, like I said, you know, with Dallas, I would have never even dreamed that there would be 500 or 300 in that city.
That
they continue to add more every year. So
it really is incredible.
Right now, it's
yeah.
such an infant business. I don't know that
right.
anybody really has a true feel for just how far it can go.
That is fantastic. What's the best way for our listeners, Jack, to get more information on becoming a franchisee? Any websites you'd like them to go to? Any phone numbers?
Yeah,
like
sure. They can go to just slumsbyjc.com.
That's easy enough. And it is. It's a nice website, too, by the way. You know, and it's really fantastic.
Thank you.
Good information on there. So I want to thank you for coming on the show, Jack, and I'd really like to invite you back in 2015 as you know, as all this growth continues to happen. I think you guys have a really interesting and fascinating model. So it was a privilege to speak with you.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having us today.
Thanks, Jack. We'll be right back with more franchise interviews.
Franchisers, are you looking to reach aspiring entrepreneurs looking to buy a franchise? Are you looking to reach a highly educated audience on franchising? For over 6 years, Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship through our website, franchiseinterviews.com, where you can hear and read interviews as well as get tips from some of the most successful sources in franchising. Our weekly franchise radio show where each week you get to hear a new interview with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys, and our podcast, Great Quotes in Franchising. For more information, go to franchiseinterviews.com or call us at 610-905-2919. That's 610-905-2919.
Need a business loan? Talk to Diamond Financial Services, the experts in franchise financing nationwide. Whether you're looking to start a franchise, acquire an existing franchise, or expand your territory through opening new locations, Diamond Financial stands by your side start to finish. From pre-qualification to packaging and presenting your application to securing a financial commitment and through the loan closing process, Diamond Financial is there. While you're waiting, thousands of others are making their financial dreams come true. Don't wait any longer. Pre-qualify now by completing a confidential, no-obligation financial analysis. Let's face it, traditional banks just aren't in the business of financing small business. At Diamond Financial, we specialize in securing franchise loans from $100,000 to $3 million and equipment leasing up to $150,000. Let us help you get started. Go to www.franchisefunding.net or call 877-508-2274. That's franchisefunding.net, 877-508-2274.
Hi, everyone. This is Marty McDermott from Franchise Interviews, and welcome to Great Quotes in Franchising, where each podcast you get to hear a great quote in franchising. You know, Don and I have been hosting Franchise Interviews now, 80 shows, And we've interviewed some of the top franchisors, franchisees, franchise experts in the country. And it's just been an incredible experience. Each show, you know, Don and I have learned something, you know, and there's usually typically two or three learning lessons from each radio program. The podcast that you're going to get to hear today, or the great quote in franchising, is from Dan Castellini. And you're also going to get to hear from John Hewitt, who is also the founder of Liberty Tax Service. And, you know, he talks about his most successful franchisees. But listen to what Dan says as far as, you know, taking a self-assessment and typically the people who become the most successful franchisees. I really thought it was a great learning lesson. So here we go.
And they send a picture in, and we don't even know about it. And next thing we see our picture, a Lady of Liberty featured in the USA Today or somewhere in the country where we didn't even do anything except do our jobs and put our Lady of Liberties out.
That's great. Now, the Lady Liberty, was that your idea, John, or is that yours, Dan?
Dan can't, you know, I asked Dan, and remember, I already said he's one of the best 10 or 20 ever in out of 3,000, so I built him up, and this is not a slam to Dan at all, but I often ask my top people just to make other people understand. They said, Dan, what did you create? What did you invent? When you've been here four seasons. What did you do different? And he said, really, the top people say, you know what? I followed the plan, and I think Dan can confirm that.
That's the best franchisee, John. That's what Marty and I speak about a lot. A lot of our experts we've had on, trying to recruit people, don't want to reinvent the wheel. Just follow the system and work hard and have that passion. In most franchise, you got to be people, you know, a people person, and you know, you're gonna be successful. Is the bottom line.
Absolutely. Dan's comment.
What's that?
How do you feel about that?
No, absolutely. You know, I think that went back when I was looking, you know, deciding if franchising was right for me. You know, that's the first thing I determined was, you know what? I don't want to invent anything. I'm not creative. Just give me a plan that I can execute. Of course, then you go in search of that plan, and that's exactly what Liberty has. And to succeed, you know, you guys hit the nail on the head. It's simply, you know, have that personal drive and then the ability to listen and execute the plan that you signed up to follow.
Right. You know, getting solid training.
I love that quote from Dan Castellini, how he says, you know, he took a real honest self-assessment. He says, you know what, I'm not a creative person. I don't want to invent anything. And, again, I just want to follow the system. And, again, typically, you know, this is what we found to be the most successful franchisee, somebody who is just willing to follow the system. So, again, this is our first great quote in franchising and our first podcast. It was kind of historic. So we'd love to hear your feedback as we get into the whole world of podcasting now. We think this is going to be a great additional service to our listeners because, again, our shows are very detailed. You know, they're typically, you know, as you know, for our listeners, 60 minutes in length. So what Don and I would like to do is kind of highlight some great quotes from each show. So if you don't have 60 minutes to hear the show, you can go and listen to the podcast and listen to some highlights or some great learning lessons in franchising. So we hope you enjoy this one. Again, we'd love to hear your feedback, and thanks for listening, and we'll see you again soon with another great quote in franchising from Franchise Interviews. Take care, everyone.